Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And in this episode, I want to talk about population. Now, obviously, the population of the planet is not directly linked to the war in Ukraine. I'm not trying to claim that. There's been a lot of comments recently that I'm trying to blame everything on Russia. I'm not blaming population on Russia. But the reason I wanted to post this video is that the population of the world is important and it is linked to what's going on in Ukraine because we've got a lot of people in the globe right now. And the problem that we have is feeding all of them. So in the developed world, food is not as much of an issue because everybody's wealthy, they can afford price increases, not a problem. In the developing world, it's a major problem. A lot of people are living on the breadline. The World Bank classifies extreme poverty as living on less than $1.90 per day. And there are over 700 million people across the globe who are living at those sort of levels. And as population increases, it applies further pressure on the global food chain. And I think what we've all realized as a result of the Ukraine war is that Russia and Ukraine are really important in terms of the balance of the food chain. And because those food supplies have been disrupted, that's really tipped the balance. And we've got a lot of people who are in a much worse situation now than they were before this war started. On the 11th of July, the United Nations published a report on the world population prospects. And the reason they published it on the 11th of July is because that's World Population Day. You're probably not aware of that. It's not something I was familiar with. And the reason that it's World Population Day is that on the 11th of July 2011, the population of the world increased to 7 billion people. So that was a new landmark. That was the largest we'd ever seen before. It's now forecast to increase to 8 billion on the 15th of November 2022. So within 11 years, we've seen an increase from 7 billion to 8 billion. So in today's episode, we'll have a look at that report. We'll look at what the projected growth rates are, but we'll also have a look at what's happening by region because that's the really important part here. The population of the world is not spread out evenly. We've got some countries that are heavily populated and we've got other countries that are very lightly populated. So I'll go through the forecasts, we'll talk about what that means, and we'll talk about what all of this means for the global economy. So before we get started, if I can ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so you can skip over stuff if you're not that interested in it. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube's membership and super thanks, as well as Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. This chart shows the actual and projected number of people in the world and the growth rate between 1950 and 2050, so a 100-year period. In 1950, the population of the world was an estimated 2.5 billion, and it took around 37 years to double that figure to 5 billion by 1987. As I just mentioned, by 2011, the population of the world had increased to 7 billion, and it's now forecast to increase to 8 billion by November 2022. Over the last 100 years, the period of fastest growth in population was 1962 to 1965, where there was an increase of 2.1% per year. Since that time, the pace of population growth has slowed by more than half owing to reduced levels of fertility. In 2020, for the first time since 1950, the rate of population growth fell below 1% per year, and it's projected to continue to slow in the next few decades. Global population could grow to around 8.5 billion by 2030, and is forecast to reach 9.7 billion in 2050. This chart shows the historic and forecast population of the world between 1950 and 2050, split out by 8 individual regions. And as you can see from the chart, the regions are Sub-Saharan Africa, Northern Africa and West Asia, Central and Southern Asia, Eastern and Southeastern Asia, Latin America and the Caribbean, Australia and New Zealand, Oceania excluding Australia and New Zealand, and Europe and North America. The two most populous regions in 2022 were Eastern and Southeastern Asia, which had 2.3 billion people and represented 29% of the global population, and Central and Southern Asia with 2.1 billion, which is 26% of the population. China and India accounted for the largest populations in these regions, with more than 1.4 billion people each. As you can see from the red and pink lines on this graph, the population of Europe and North America is very similar to the population of Sub-Saharan Africa. However, the growth trajectory of these two regions is very different. Europe and North America has been growing at an annual rate of less than 1% since the mid-1960s, and reached a growth rate of close to zero in 2020 and 2021. Whereas we have seen a significant increase in the growth rate of the population in sub-Saharan Africa over the last 30 years. Now, one of the interesting things to note from this chart are the forecast rates of growth. So this is the section beyond the dotted line. These are estimates of what's likely to happen over the next 30 years. So if we look at Europe and North America first, which is the red line across the middle of this graph, you can see that it's been leveling off for a long period of time, and it's forecast to continue doing so. So the population is forecast to remain flat over the next 30 years. It's a similar story for Australia and New Zealand, the green line at the very bottom of this chart. There is a slight increase, but it's relatively gentle. Moving up the table, North Africa and Western Asia is forecast to have a continued increase. We've seen a steady increase over the last 50 years, and that's forecast to continue over the next 30. Latin America and the Caribbean is also forecast to increase, but at a slower rate than it has been historically. Sub-Saharan Africa, which has been growing historically at a rate of 2.8% per year, is forecast to continue growing rapidly over the next 30 years. You can see the pink line on this chart is taking that area almost to the highest levels of population by 2050. It doesn't quite catch the other two, but in terms of the rate of growth, it is by far the most rapid. Central and Southern Asia, which includes India and Pakistan, have been growing rapidly over the last 50 years and is forecast to continue growing over the next 30 and actually will become the most populous region in the world by 2050. Eastern and Southern East Asia, which includes China, have been increasing, but there's been a declining rate in recent years. And you can see that the forecast shows that beyond 2030, there will actually be a decline in the number of people in that region. This table shows a breakdown of the eight regions we've just discussed in terms of the absolute numbers. So you can see we've got the forecast figures for 2022, 2030 and 2050. And at the bottom of the table, we've also got a breakdown in terms of the least developed countries, landlocked developing countries and small island developing states. So you can see that at the end of 2022, the population of the world is forecast to be 7.9 billion. By 2030, that will increase to 8.5 billion. And by 2050, we'll be touching 10 billion people. Over that same period, sub-Saharan Africa is forecast to increase from 1.1 billion to 2.1 billion. Central and Southern Asia is forecast to increase from 2 billion to 2.6 billion. Eastern and Southern Asia is remaining static at around 2.3 billion. Latin America and the Caribbean is forecast to increase from 650 million to 750 million. Australia and New Zealand is forecast to increase from 31 to 38 million. And Europe and North America is forecast to remain flat at around 1.1 billion. Now, interestingly, from an economic perspective, the least developed countries in the world are forecast to increase from 1.1 billion to 1.9 billion. And that represents almost a doubling in size of those less developed countries. And of course, that puts a huge amount of economic strain on those regions because you need to keep feeding all of those people. It doesn't automatically follow that the more people you have, the more production you have, and therefore the more GDP and wealth you have. In a developing country, it doesn't work like that. You may have more people, but that potentially just puts more pressure on the economy and more strain on the global food chain. And the population of landlocked developing countries is forecast to increase from 550 million to 950 million. And the reason that this category has been highlighted is that landlocked countries face more challenges because they can't bring anything in by sea. Everything has to be imported over land or by air. And that tends to be more expensive and you need more infrastructure to be able to do that. And of course, developing countries, one of the things that they lack is infrastructure. So this is a really big challenge. How do you keep feeding double the amount of people when you're in a landlocked state? It's a really big challenge because the shipping costs are a big part and it's really difficult to manage. And the population of small island developing states is forecast to increase from 74 million to 87 million. And the reason that this has been highlighted is that islands tend to have to import a lot of different things. If you've been following the channel, you'll know that we've been talking about Sri Lanka, and that is a relatively small island that's off the south of India. And they've had major problems because they are dependent on food and fuel imports. And therefore, they have to buy all of those items. And as a result of the Ukraine war, we've seen almost a 50% increase in food and fuel costs. And Sri Lanka just couldn't afford to pay for that. They ran out of currency and now they're in a complete state of chaos and need a bailout. So an increase from 74 million to 87 million in small developing island populations is going to put a lot of pressure on those economies, and potentially we could have more situations like Sri Lanka. This table is showing what the 10 most populated countries in the world were in 1990 and how the situation is forecast to change to 2022 and 2050. So you can see that back in 1990, China was by far the most populated country in the world with over 1.1 billion people. And at that time, India was ranked at number 2 with less than 900 million, the United States number 3 with 248 million, Indonesia number 4 with 181 million, Brazil 5 with 149 million, Russia 6 at 148 million, Japan 7 at 123 million, Pakistan 8 at 114 million, Bangladesh 9 with 106 million, and Nigeria 10th with 94 million. Over the last 30 years, the top four have remained unchanged. However, the numbers have moved significantly. China is now above 1.4 billion, but India is also above 1.4 billion. So this represents rapid growth. Compared to what's happened in China, India is almost caught up. The United States has increased to 337 million and Indonesia 275, which also represents a rapid increase. In terms of the remainder of the top 10, Pakistan has jumped from number 8 to number 5 on the list and has more than doubled its population over the last 30 years. It now has a population of over 234 million. Nigeria has also more than doubled its population and is now the 6th most populated country in the world with more than 216 million people. Brazil has dropped down to 7th on the list despite increasing its population to 215 million. Bangladesh has risen to 8th on the list with an increase of more than 50% to 170 million. Russia has remained relatively flat and dropped to number 9 on the list. And Japan has dropped out of the top 10 and been replaced by Mexico, which has seen an increase of around 50% and now has a population above 127 million. The forecast top 10 for 2050 is very different to the situation we saw in 1990. India is expected to become the most populated country in the world and have almost 1.7 billion people by 2050. China is forecast to drop down to number 2 and actually reduce its population to around 1.3 billion. The USA is forecast to remain at number 3 with 375 million. Nigeria will be up to number 4 with a similar population to the USA. Pakistan will be number 5 with 366 million. Indonesia drops to number 6 with 317 million. Brazil will be number 7 with 231 million. The Democratic Republic of Congo is forecast to come in at number 8 and increase its population from a forecast of 97 million in 2022 to 215 million by 2050. So this is by far the most rapidly growing country in the world. Ethiopia is expected to join the top 10 at number 9 with a population of 213 million, which is almost double the situation from 2022. And Bangladesh drops to number 10 on the list with a population of around 204 million. Now this chart shows the percentage of population aged 65 years or over for the various regions we've just discussed. And obviously the reason that this is important is that 65 has historically been classified as the age when people would retire. Now I know things are changing, people are working longer, working life is different today, so you don't automatically have to go to the office to continue working. But as a rule of thumb, once you hit 65, a lot of people like to retire, or maybe they're just not as productive in terms of the economy. So this table really shows which countries have aging populations. And of course, the other factor here is the life expectancy. So in more developed worlds, everybody has a higher life expectancy. Wealthier countries usually offer a better lifestyle for individuals. They have better forms of medicine and medical care, and therefore people live longer. So as you would expect, Europe and North America currently has the highest percentage of population over 65, with around 19%. And that's forecast to increase to 22% by 2030 and a whopping 27% by 2050. Australia and New Zealand currently have the second highest rate at just under 17%. And that's forecast to increase to 19% by 2030 and 24% by 2050. Eastern and Southeast Asia currently has around 13% of the population above 65 years old, but is expected to increase to 16% by 2030 and 26% by 2050. And we're also seeing a rapid increase in Latin America and the Caribbean that currently has around 9%, but is forecast to increase to 19% by 2050. One of the things that's striking about this chart is what's going on in sub-Saharan Africa. We've just discussed that that's the area of the world that's growing the most rapidly. So obviously they've got high fertility rate. They've got a lot of babies being born. So those babies are not going to be over 65 within the term of this chart. But the current percentage of people above 65 in sub-Saharan Africa is 3%. And that's forecast to increase to only 4.7% by 2050. So that's a stark contrast to the situation we've got in Europe and North America. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I think it's really interesting to see exactly what's going on with regards to the world population. I posted a number of videos recently talking about the global food crisis, and we've got real problems as a result of what's happening in Ukraine. There's been issues with regards to the distribution of wheat and corn and sunflower seeds and a variety of other food substances. And that change to the global food supply has really caused major problems in a lot of Africa because they import a lot of food, they've got really big populations, and they're entirely dependent on food that's grown elsewhere in the world. And of course, as the population of the world increases, it's going to put more pressure on the global food chain. So we are currently now looking at 8 billion people by November 2022. But roll forward another 30 years, and that 8 billion becomes 10 billion. So that's a 25% increase on what we've got today. And we've only got a finite amount of land in the world. So we can grow more crops, we can use more fertilizer to improve the yields. But obviously that has implications as well, because when you're using fertilizer, that can have a negative impact on the local environment. And also we've got issues such as the removal of the rainforest to produce more land to be able to grow crops on. And that removal of the rainforest is then linked to climate change and extreme weather. So there's a lot of different factors that we need to take into account. But just taking a step back and looking at it from an economic point of view, a 25% increase in population means that we're going to need to see an increase in the global economy of at least 25% just to stay where we are right now. But the big question here is, what is the limit to the world population that can live happily on this planet? We've got a finite amount of resources. We're obviously using fossil fuels and other commodities that are being mined at the moment, and we are looking at recycling and getting renewable energy. But will there come a point when the population of the world becomes too big to be able to be sustained by this planet? Now, obviously, I don't have the answer to that, but what we are seeing is a lot more pressure being put on a finite amount of resources right now. And if we're going to see a 25% increase, then things like the Ukraine war are really going to add a lot of pressure. It's been really surprising, I think, for most people, the impact of Ukraine on the global economy. We've seen all sorts of different ripple effects, and Ukraine is a relatively small area. But as we get more and more people on the globe, then that's going to add more pressure, and small conflicts may have bigger ripple effects. It may be that even a small change to the global supply chains causes huge impacts in certain countries. So I wanted to post this video because I think it's really interesting to keep an eye on things like demographics, looking at how many people there are, but also where those people are, how old they are, what their productivity is likely to be. And that's the big concern right now, is that we're seeing a really big increase in population in countries that are developing. So they don't have the infrastructure and potentially don't have the opportunities that a lot of people would have in the developed world. And the concern there is that that potentially puts more pressure on the global supply chains. So hopefully you've enjoyed this video today. You found it useful, informative, and educational. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.